The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm right smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of the Republic of the United States of America, somewhere between the two shining seashores, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us from around the planet. I appreciate you. Thanks for making us number 9 in the world with regards to social, political commentary that's conservative, life-giving, hopeful, and abundant. We are doing what God intends, you and I. We are entering into the lives of others to make differences for the better in this republic, and we are winning. We are not on our deathbeds in the United States. We are in a nightmare from which we are waking up. Keep that in mind, my friends. Keep it in mind. And as you do so, don't forget to go to DougBillings.us. Head on over there, DougBillings.us. Click on the membership tab, please. We are engaging upon a membership drive. All of this content is free. I give it to you for free. We're asking if you like the content, if you like me, if you like the show, consider being a monthly or an annual donor and a subscriber, a member to the website, DougBillings.us. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be looking up. I'm going to tell you why. We're not going to look back. We're not going to look forward. We're not looking down. We are looking up to the light, to the source of the light that gives America its light to the rest of the world. And we are here to stay. We are going nowhere. The darkness will not prevail. We are in control of our destinies. We conservatives are experiencing and bringing forth the greatest revelation to the divine providence of God that this republic has ever seen, even since and during the time of the founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, the right side is upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right side with Doug Billings, right side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I am fulfilling the meaning of life. The meaning of life means that we are followers of the source of the light, God Himself, but it also means that we enter into the lives of other people to make differences for the better on a continual basis. In whatever way we can, our calling in life demands that we enter into the lives of others to make differences for the better. We conservatives understand this. We know it. We do it. The liberal left, the communist socialist left, they have no inkling. They can't fathom that. They can't understand it. The issues that are confronting us cross party lines. They don't belong to one party or another, these things that we face. And we must endeavor to look up always to the source of the light that has beckoned the founding of this country, this republic. Members of the human family. That's who we are. And we have crossed into a time that requires us to look up. We have to understand and decide, are we going to continue to choose to radicalize our agendas? Are we going to categorize the United States Republic's citizenry as servants to the state? Or are we going to recognize fully the freedom that our founders intended for us in the eloquent language of their founding documents that were inspired by God Himself? That document, the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, say it's the state that is to serve the people. The people do not serve the state, ladies and gentlemen, but that's not what the communist socialists would have us believe. You see, the wonder, the joy, and the meaning in this life is intended to come to us by virtue of the promises of God Himself. And the United States founding documents echoed the wishes of divine providence by boldly and wonderfully and brilliantly proclaiming that America is a place where dreams can come true, where the meaning of life can be fulfilled, and the pursuit of life, the pursuit of liberty, the pursuit of happiness is not just a beckoning on a piece of parchment written in 1776, but those things are our divine right to achieve. It's not an ego statement to proclaim that America is the light of the world. And while obviously no light, no country is perfect because it's all affected by and led by imperfect human beings, our imperfect human condition. In spite of all of that, America still comes closest among all nations to providing freedom, liberty, and the God-given right to pursue dreams. So I'm reminded of a story that was once told by Ronald Reagan. I voted for Ronald Reagan twice. He told a story that involved a couple of his friends who were talking to a Cuban refugee back in the day. This Cuban was a businessman who came to America to escape Fidel Castro and the revolution that would happen down there in Cuba. In the midst of the story, one of Ronald Reagan's friends turned to the other and said, "Well, we don't know how lucky we are," you know, when they heard the story of the catastrophe that was happening in Cuba. And the Cuban stopped dead in his tracks, and he said, "How lucky you are. I had someplace to escape to." And in that small sentence, the Cuban told the full story. I had someplace to go to. I'm lucky because I had America to escape to. If we lose freedom here, folks, there's no place to escape to. There is no place else to go. This is the last stand on earth, as Ronald Reagan said. And that's not to be taken lightly. That's not to be taken lightly at all. That's huge. And the concept that government should be run, led, and managed by the people, and that government has no other source of power except from and by we the people, is still, after all of these hundreds of years, the most unique experiment and template in governance in all of human history. Can we imagine that government doesn't get power on its own by taking it for itself? The only source of power the government has is through us, we the people. We're in charge of the government. The government is not in charge of us. Thank you very much. And so we're now facing the issue of these upcoming elections in this republic, and we have a choice to make, a choice between two parties. One party, the Conservative Party, who is for individual liberty, individual freedom, making your own decisions, making your own choices, being in control of your own destiny. And the Communist Socialist Party was about big government control, the state running the show, not the individual, not we the people. Whether we believe in our God-given right, in our individual capacity for self-governance, or if we choose to abandon the American Revolution that took place, that's what's at stake. Or do we profess that the intellectual immaturity of radical communist elites in a radical, isolated capital in Washington, D.C., who have become nothing really short of a coalition of immorality, that they can run, lead, and manage our lives better than we can do it ourselves because that's what they believe? The radicals on both sides of the party will tell us, choose a side, right or left. You got to make a choice. And that causes us to look in the wrong direction. We look to the right, we look to the left, we look at a timeline, right or left. I want to be in the middle. It's the wrong direction. I'm telling you, you've got to look up. You got to look up to the light that has been there since before the dawn of time and to focus on the promises and the rights that are given to us by the God of eternal light. Because when we look up to that divine light, ladies and gentlemen, we're drawn to it and to each other. It draws us to each other. We see with clarity when we look up. We see with charity. We see with unity. We see through the lenses of the rights that are provided to us by God himself, by looking up. the other direction, right, left, forward, downward, spiraling downward into the purposeful chaos of the Communist Socialist Party. Communist Socialist Party, which has replaced the Democratic Party in the elected class in the United States of America, and whose entire purpose is to be anti-American, this new Communist Socialist Party, to do away with the dreams and the formation of the Constitution, to do away with individual destiny, the ability to make our own decisions. They want to excommunicate God out of society, out of the public debate, out of the very lives of we the people. And in so doing, they lose their sight. They lose their ability to pursue the rights that come from God, and they lose life. They lose love. They lose liberty. They lose happiness. This is why when you look at a liberal, they just don't look happy, folks. You can tell. I can tell 8 times out of 10. If you were to line people up, 8 out of 10, I can tell who's a liberal and who's conservative. You can sense the happiness in conservatives. I'm not kidding. You can tell it by the way they look, the way they behave, the way they make eye contact. And you can tell it by the way they talk and the way they look at the world. And I'm telling you that the Communist Socialist Party, they want the chaos that we're experiencing. Just look around. Chaos at the border. Chaos in the economy. Chaos at the gas pump. Chaos through medical tyranny. We're in the age of voter fraud. Chaos through voter fraud. Chaos in unconstitutional mandates. Chaos in manufacturing mishaps. Chaos in school curriculums. Chaos in defunding the police. Chaos in Afghanistan, where now the Taliban are better armed and funded than our allies in the region. Chaos is everywhere. That's the patron demon of the Communist Socialist Party. Chaos. And it's purposefully thrust upon us. And in spite of the rhetoric of social justice or humanitarianism or compassion or inclusion and all of these other words that the Communist Socialist left will throw at us, all of their intent lies solely in the purposeful sowing of chaos within us, among us, and around us. Build back better? Really? No. They left out the key word on purpose. The first word of that mantra is destroy. To destroy America, to fundamentally transform it, and then to build it back better, which of course is in their Communist Socialist image. And it's an image that is a spiraling downward trend into the abyss, away from God, away from the light, into the darkness, away from life, away from liberty, away from happiness, away from God, and away from self-governance. It's the spiraling pathway of the Communist Socialist trend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a dark topic right now, but there is light and there is hope. We can make it to 2024. We can make it through this midterm. We are not on our deathbeds. We're in a nightmare, and people are waking up from nightmares. You see, that's the cure to nightmares, isn't it? Waking up. Stay with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a break coming up. I want you to listen to these good people between the break, because we only bring you information and sponsors that can do you good. With inflation at 9.1%, it's probably really 10%. I want you to specifically look at bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. Gold and silver are the biblical standard of investment, ladies and gentlemen. And now that Administrator Biden and the Communist Socialist Party has basically thrown inflation to 10%, they listed at 9.1, but let's be real. We need to turn to gold and silver, because your investments for retirement, your 401k, are crashing right now, because when inflation goes up, the value of the dollar goes down. Gold and silver are immune to high inflation. In fact, when inflation goes up, so does the value of gold and silver. So it's a win-win. Go to www.bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. When you fill out the form over there for information, they'll have a form online. Send me information. How did you hear about us? Put in the right side and you'll get discounts and incentives over there. You don't have to be a millionaire. You don't have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars lying around. Gold and silver investment is made easy with my friends at bh-pm.com. I've got your back, ladies and gentlemen. I know you have mine. I will return right after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Hey, if you're looking for a web application, custom web development for your business, the Blaze team, ladies and gentlemen, the Blaze team can do it. They've got a team of highly skilled engineers, graphic designers, graphic artists, developers. They can tackle any project, no matter how big, no matter how small. They specialize in new websites, custom web applications. They can handle Android or iOS applications. Whatever your development needs are, the Blaze team has the skill to produce them. Absolutely so. The Blaze team also heavily involved into blockchain development, such as smart contracts, and they work with machine learning applications, big data, business intelligence systems. They can help you. If there's a web development platform that interests you, chances are that the Blaze team has skills in creating it. When you choose the Blaze team, you get the entire package, my friends, from creation to setup to the all-important hosting on servers that can't be touched. They won't be able to shut you down. The Blaze team, you want to reach them? Head over to www.blaze.team, www.blaze.team. Now, over there, they'll have a form that asks the question, how did you hear about us? Please type in Doug or The Right Side. One of those two things. That's how you heard about them. And you're going to be happy that you heard about them from Doug Billings right here on The Right Side. www.blaze.team. Or if you want to email them, their email address is reach@blaze.team. reach@blaze.team for an email. Same thing. Hey, I heard about you on The Right Side. I heard about you from Doug Billings. You'll get discounts and perks galore. The Blaze team, they're in it for you. They've got your backs just like I do. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Holy Hydrogen, everybody. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas-infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you very much for being a blessing in my life, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that I'm a blessing. I hope that the content of the show is a blessing for you. And we provide the content of the show free of charge all the time on the website, DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. We're having a membership drive over there. We ask you to go over there, click on the membership tab, and choose between one of two packages, a $10 a month or $120 a year membership for the website. It doesn't mean that you get anything because the content is free. However, it's a way that you can support this program. There is a store over there. If you want to grab a shirt, a hat, a mug, help support us and also spread the word. Spread the word about strong conservative values. DougBillings.us, $10 a month, $120 a year. Very affordable. Thank you very much for your support. I've got your back. And ladies and gentlemen, I am, as I always do, with an abundant amount of joy, delight, and glee, pointing out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. And in these times, as I'm talking about looking up, we've got to make sure that we help each other look up, help each other focus on what's important. There's many issues that we need to address. 2020 and election integrity top the list. There's no secret about that. We have to begin to fix 2020. However, we don't simply only focus on that. And we focus on fixing 2020 by fully engaging in 2022. There's no way to go back and fix 2020 if we don't engage fully right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it can't be any simpler than that. In these times, the left tries to change everything about what we experience in this republic. They want to use terms like the Great Society or the Great Reawakening, the Great Reset. The Great Reawakening is ours. That's ours. We are reawakening to the divine providence of God. But the left, the Great Reset, the New World Order, the One World Order, all of those terms are from a tyrannical commu-socialist mix of philosophies and ideals that will rob us of our individual liberties and freedoms. Take a look at what New World Order architect and purveyor of tyranny Klaus Schwab talks about when he's talking about medical tyranny here. And notice how he raises his fist when he says, everyone must be vaccinated. Everyone must get the jab. Take a look at Klaus right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Waves of lockdowns and the stresses of finding work or returning to workplaces have even amplified the existential and often silent mental health crisis. So, what should you do? You are calling for the international community to safeguard vaccine equity, to respond to COVID-19 and prevent future health crises. Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
See what I mean? Raising the fist, demanding that everyone must be vaccinated, and a direct, unapologetic affront to individual liberty everywhere. Forcing experimental medication on anyone is tyrannical, it's immoral, it's wrong, it's not American. They attempt to justify all of this chaos, and that's what these mandates are. They're pieces of their chaos, like saying things like fuel shortages and high gas prices. They're all part of the necessary transition, don't you know? Yes, you see, Mr. Billings, we are transitioning into a fossil fuel-free world, and you are suffering now, your current state of suffering with gas prices and shortages of food and fuel and so forth is simply a necessary purge of what you deem necessary in your life. That's what they're doing. They're trying to convince us through repeated attacks with their friends in the media, in the mainstream media, that they will, and they are, putting us through what is called a necessary purge. A necessary purge of capitalism. Others will say things like the welfare state. Right? They'll use the welfare state is going to provide for the people. Individual accomplishment is not only unnecessary, but it's impossible. You didn't build that. Someone else did that. Remember that quote from Obama? You didn't do that. Someone else did that. And the audacity, the sheer intellectual immaturity to say such things, as if entrepreneurs around the world and business owners and manufacturers and so forth didn't do anything to build up this great country. Capitalism, just as much as our founding documents were inspired by God and written by men, God founded capitalism and enhanced it to be the engine that runs this great experiment of ours and his divine inspiration. Capitalism is not immoral. Do men and women who engage in capitalism do immoral things? Yes, of course. The human condition makes it so there will be no perfect application of anything that God creates when left in human hands, at least. There'll be no perfect application of it. But capitalism at its core and in its essence, what it is intended to do is not immoral. In fact, it's a godly thing to engage in commerce and capitalism, to lift up the poor, which is what capitalism does, and to help free people from tyranny. You see, when they talk about their desire for power and their desire for control, they don't lie. They'll say that our Constitution, the Constitution should be interpreted with today's standards in mind, not the intent of the founders. The, quote, intent of the founders is crucial to the application of the Constitution. We have to simply, intellectual maturity demands that we have to know what was the intent of the founders when they wrote the words, not only of the Declaration of Independence, but of the Constitution as well. And when the Bill of Rights was written, what did they mean? We have to understand what is the intent of the founders. Some on the left go so far as to say we should just abandon the Constitution. Still others claim that our flag isn't a symbol of freedom at all. No, it's a symbol of oppression and slavery, and we got to burn it. See, this is, on one hand, I'm bolstered up because that segment of the radical left is such a small percentage of the total population of this country. It's not even worth mentioning, except for the fact that we see it on TV often enough. And I must warn you that the media, not that you need to be warned because you don't already know this. I know you know this. But the media, when they start spewing forth time and time again these kinds of stories. We're a systemically racist nation. Our country, our republic was founded on race, all this nonsense, right? Founded on racism, founded on sin, founded on oppression. When they start repeating these stories enough and enough and enough, people begin to believe it. People that are not as intellectually mature as you, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, being part of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. I know you know this, but other people don't, and they become sheep guided by what they see repeatedly on the mainstream media. For the commu-socialist individual, for the person out there on the commu-socialist side of the political aisle, individual freedom is not capable of providing us the ability to run, lead, and manage our country. We can't do it, according to them. In fact, for them, this nation shouldn't be a republic at all. Listen to any radical commu-socialist, or for that matter, almost any person in the elected class in Washington, D.C., and you will not hear them refer to our country as a republic. Or if you do, it's only a few people that do. Now, on the commu-socialist side, none of them do. It might seem insignificant and small, but it's not. It's a huge deal that they do not refer to this nation as a republic. They insist on incorrectly labeling it as a democracy. And although that may seem insignificant, I'm telling you, it's astonishingly significant, in as much as it continues to drop, to dupe, to brainwash, and to fool millions of people into forgetting what a constitutional republic is. This is part of their plan. It's not accidental. And it goes on and on and on. And it didn't just happen overnight. This commu-socialist encroachment began in the 1920s. Back in the day, not too long ago, in the 1950s and 60s, there was a senator by the name of Senator Fulbright, who said in the beginning of this radical left takeover in Washington, D.C., he was speaking at universities and about universities in this country. And he was at Stanford back in that time frame, and he gave a speech where he said, "The Constitution is outdated." And he referred to the President of the United States as our moral teacher and our leader. And he said that the President was hobbled in his tasks by the restrictions of power imposed on him by this inadequate and antiquated document. He has to be freed from it so that he can do for us what he knows is best. Can you believe that Senator Fulbright was? I mean, it's amazing. The President is our moral teacher and guide. Are you kidding me? But this is what they believe, and they want to be unfettered by the antiquated components and verbiage and language of the Constitution. It's no secret. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back after this break. Before I go, electromagnetic pulse shields. It's something that's very important. An electromagnetic pulse can happen when a terrorist, say, for example, sets off a device that fries the electrical grid in your home, in your city, in your town, your car. But the folks at EMP Shield have created this device. You can see the size of it, a handheld device that attaches to your breaker box in your home. It attaches to your automobile. There's one for your home, one for your car, because you don't want your home to be without power. And you certainly want to have the ability to get from point A to point B in your vehicle. Go to empshield.com, enter promo code Doug, and get discounts over there. The EMP Shield, this is real. I only talk to you about things that will impact you that are substantive in what they can provide you. This substantive protection against the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse can come from the sun. It can come from somebody who doesn't have good intentions. And you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people coming across our border who don't have good intentions. Go to empshield.com, promo code Doug, get yourself one of these, protect your home, protect your car. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this short break. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commu-socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. 713-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. So if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. It can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery, hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it, for the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you very much indeed for being here. And thank you for going to DougBillings.us, clicking on that membership tab over there, signing up to support the program, support the content of this show so that we can continue to bring you the strong conservative message that you have come to know and love, and which helps you become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. DougBillings.us membership tab. We encourage you, and we're grateful and we're blessed for those of you that go over and do that. Thank you very much indeed. So ladies and gentlemen, seriously, here I am talking about and shining the light on American exceptionalism. Every show we do, this country inspired by God, the founding documents written by men, and still yet the left will convince you that they need to overturn the Constitution. They need to abandon it. The radical left still believes the Constitution is a restraint to freedom and liberty, that it's not the truth, that it is antiquated, that the United States Constitution doesn't exist to grant you rights. Well, listen, God grants us our rights, ladies and gentlemen. There's no secret about that. God gives us our rights. Every right that we have stems from and flows from God, the creator of the universe. And let me be clear about this. The Constitution, as important of a document it is, and it is inspired by God, in my opinion, written by men, the Constitution does not grant you or me or anyone our rights. Only God grants us rights. Rights, you see, are inherent within us. The Constitution exists to form and to frame a limited government so that all of those natural rights that we have from God can be exercised freely. My friend Chris Ann Hall, who's been on the show a few times, that's one of her quotes, and I just admire that so much. And I love the Constitution. I love this republic. I love the fact that God so desired to create a place that would become the light for the world, and that we, if we are focused on looking up to the light, to God himself, that we will eventually wake up, as we are beginning to do, from this nightmare that has been thrust upon us by the Communist Socialist Administration of Administrator Biden. Liberalism, when we juxtapose it against conservatism, is about full power of centralized government and the lessening of the individual. The individual must take a backseat to the state. For liberals, government knows better. Government knows better than you do. And they know the government knows better not only how to manage government, but the government knows better how to manage human lives, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the communist socialists believe. They also think that government should manage human death, abortion, euthanasia. You know, you get my drift. Not only in those most obvious ways, abortion, euthanasia, the word death is administered overtly, right, to people, to human beings. They also, the liberal Communist Socialist Party breeds a culture of death by their philosophies of transgenderism. Folks, people that are considering transgender surgery, whatever, trans or transgender anything, if they're considering doing this, these people are already, at least according to the research, most of them are already suffering from depression and anxiety and so forth. And it has nothing to do with the fact that you and I point out the absolute abhorrent concept of transgenderism. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with them being, they're already inherently unhappy. We have to reach out and help them understand that they are a beautiful, magnificent, miraculous, wondrous creation of God already. There's no amount of snipping off any part or adding another part or taking hormone therapy shots that is going to change or diminish or eliminate your already existing depression or anxiety. If you're considering transgenderism, it won't help to go through the process. I could show you untold stories of other of people who have gone through it and have not been remedied from any of their depression and who have become suicidal and in many cases taken their own lives. It has nothing to do with us trying to point out the magnificence and the glory of God. The other side will say that we are filled with hate speech. We are filled with rage and that our language causes people to commit suicide. There's a clip from the Senate, the Senate, when Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, I'm making a note so I can make sure that I play this for you, because it illustrates the abject intellectual immature, the kookiness. It's even beyond just being intellectually immature. It's sheer kookiness that a professor testifying before a Senate hearing, talking to Senator Hawley, would suggest that men can get pregnant. And if we were to suggest that they can't, we're transphobic. And we are the root cause of suicides among that population. Now, that population is that much minuscule. For those of you listening on radio and podcast platforms, I'm holding up my fingers to make a very small gesture. That whacked out community of people represents a mere fraction of the total population of this republic, thankfully. I want to play the clip, Senator Hawley and this wackadoodle professor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks to all of the witnesses for being here. Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Metsky, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
so we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking you if you're talking
you?
About women
Are you?
Having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think anything.
So you are denying that trans people like this thing.
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no,
they're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? It goes without saying that this almost deserves no comment, except that this radical idea, men can have babies, and that people who are trans, if we don't address the immoral, if we dare to speak out against it as immoral, or we are responsible for their death. Look, it's liberals who opt for death and not life. In fact, it's impossible, I think, to rationally justify belonging to any credible faith group out there, a faith group that's recognized in general terms, who believes in the sanctity of life, the holiness of the individual. It's impossible to believe in a God and be a liberal, ladies and gentlemen. It's impossible to belong to a faith group. I come from the Catholic tradition. I go to Mass, and there are a lot of my fellow Catholics who are Democrats, commie socialists. No party is perfect. Certainly the conservative movement in America is not without its sin. I grant you that. But there are things that are closer to the identity of what and the purpose for what God intended this nation to be. There are ideals and philosophies worth striving for, despite the mess that humans can sometimes make of them. There are ideals that come from the inspiration of the divine providence of God that need to be pursued. And I'm telling you that on the conservative side, there are the philosophies for which we stand are from the divine providence of God. And although we don't always obtain them, we don't always accomplish them, we are still striving to. And that's what matters. That's what counts. That we continue. We will be Peter, right? We will continue to fall and stumble. We have to get up. We have to do better and keep on going. And we will. The liberal party, the Commune Socialist Party, and for people who are in it, don't pursue philosophies that come from God. The founding fathers wanted God in the public square. They wanted God in public education. They wanted God woven into the fabric of our society. All you have to do is look at the true history of this republic. Take a look at colonial school curriculums. Take a look at the public and private writings of the founding fathers and thought leaders of the colonial and revolutionary era. The founders wanted to limit the power of the federal government. They knew that government can't control things without controlling people. And they knew that when a government sets out to control the people, it has to do that by power, control, and compulsion. Folks, look at the history of our government. Government cannot come close to managing, leading, and running the economy and the private sector of this republic. And we, the people, are the ones who are intended by our documents to do just that. We, the people. Time flies. Wow. All right. Already up against a break, I'm told. So MyPillow.com, ladies and gentlemen, look, MyPillow.com/Billings. MyPillow.com/Billings. They're having the biggest, the deepest sheet sale in their history. $39 for some sheets. Check it out. MyPillow.com/Billings. I support Mike Lindell, and I'm supporting his employees. They have tried to crucify this man, to diminish him, to ruin his business. And I am here. You'll always see me post in support of Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. First of all, because I love what Mike's doing for this republic. Second of all, these products are second to none. The slippers are the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. The sheet sale going on now, $39.98 for an entire set of sheets. Use the promo code Billings when you go to MyPillow.com/Billings, ladies and gentlemen. Support this man. Support Mike Lindell. Support his employees. The pillows, the sheets, the slippers, even the dog beds. They're incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back after this short break. God bless you. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Your retirement is too precious to waste. That's why I want you to get into precious metals. Diversification is key, my friends. Gold and silver, primarily. I want you to go to bh-pm.com. That's B as in boy, H as hello, dash P-M.com. Fill out the form there on the right side of their website for a consultation on how you can diversify your savings, your 401k plan, to save it from the chaos that the Biden administration is thrusting upon us. You can't be too careful with those funds. And gold and silver is not that difficult, not that difficult at all to diversify into. Get involved with, fill out the form on the right side of that website. Make sure that you tell them you found out about them from Doug Billings, the right side, bh-pm.com. Diversify with gold and silver, my friends. I do it. You should too. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Hey, if you're looking for a web application, custom web development for your business, the Blaze team, ladies and gentlemen, the Blaze team can do it. They've got a team of highly skilled engineers, graphic designers, graphic artists, developers. They can tackle any project, no matter how big, no matter how small. They specialize in new websites, custom web applications. They can handle Android or iOS applications. Whatever your development needs are, the Blaze team has the skill to produce them. Absolutely so. The Blaze team also heavily involved into blockchain development, such as smart contracts, and they work with machine learning applications, big data, business intelligence systems. They can help you. If there's a web development platform that interests you, chances are that the Blaze team has skills in creating it. When you choose the Blaze team, you get the entire package, my friends, from creation to setup to the all-important hosting on servers that can't be touched. They won't be able to shut you down. The Blaze team, you want to reach them? Head over to www.blaze.team, www.blaze.team. Now, over there, they'll have a form that asks the question, how did you hear about us? Please type in Doug or the right side, one of those two things. That's how you heard about them. And you're going to be happy that you heard about them from Doug Billings right here on the right side, www.blaze.team. Or if you want to email them, their email address is reach@blaze.team. reach@blaze.team for an email. Same thing. Hey, I heard about you on the right side. I heard about you from Doug Billings. You'll get discounts and perks galore. The Blaze team, they're in it for you. They've got your backs just like I do. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. And I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences, a scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. You bless me. And I hope that this, in some way, this show is a small blessing in your life. We have got to stay away from the mainstream media. And if we do watch the mainstream media, we have got to be able to put on the glasses of intellectual maturity, understand when they are trying to fool us. We over here, hopefully, are talking about honor, truth, American exceptionalism, and the truth about the Republic in such a way as that we need in this great reawakening period that we are in, back to the divine providence of God. We are looking up. We're not looking back. We're not looking sideways, left or right. We're looking up. That's where we will find answers. We will find answers when we meet together in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is doing the hard work of it all, getting involved at the local level, and we're doing it, and we're winning. the private sector of this country. We're talking about how the Communist Socialist Party believes that we need to be stripped of that, that only the government can make the best decisions for us in our lives. Therefore, the mandates come down, right? The unconstitutional mandates, whether it's the jab, the mask, or whatever. By the way, anybody wearing a mask today, I will have patience with them and try to guide them to the right area of reason about this. But if they're wearing masks, my suggestion is that most people wearing the masks are not really convinced that the mask is about health. They are pledging their allegiance instead, these people wearing these masks. They're pledging their allegiance to the Communist Socialist Party. This is their part of their uniform. The Nazis had the swastika on the shoulder. The Communist Socialists now have the mask. But we the people, we on the conservative side of this republic, understand that it's we the people that are intended by God and the writings of our founding documents to be the leaders, the managers, the runners, if you will, of this republic. We're the stewards of this republic. We, the people. And through our individuality, we can determine what's best for us and our families. This is a conservative core value that shouldn't be infringed upon by government of all things. I can decide for my family what is best. Thank you very much. And so can you. The Communist Socialist left doesn't believe it. In fact, they will punish you if you don't comply with their ideal that the individual must be sequestered away and only the federal government knows best. The founders wanted we, the people, to be the stewards of this republic, ladies and gentlemen, not the government. It's clear. The intent of the founders is clear. The liberals are not about unleashing the God-given potential of we the people. They don't want to unleash that. They don't want to unleash it in the private sector. They don't want to unleash it in your private lives. Liberals are all about big government control of the private sector and thus the control of we the people. Folks, evidence of the obvious is sufficient on this. Look at the unconstitutional mandates. Again, I just bring that up because it's so obvious. They were thrust upon us last year. The individual doesn't know any better. We must speak for them. Therefore, we will mandate this. And the masks have always been about political signaling. Always. They've never, ever been about your health. In the beginning of this biggest nothing burger in the history of hysteria, and you know what I'm talking about, my friends, it is and was the biggest nothing burger in the history of hysteria. Not only were the masks political signaling back then, they were a sign of animus towards President Trump. And in case you're from Raytown, Missouri, my friends, animus means animosity or dislike. You're welcome. But now today, the masks are all completely about signaling. I stand with the mandates. You still see people in airports with them out in public on a bright sunny day, I stand with these mandates. When they put that mask on, I'm going to show the world that I stand with the Communist Socialist Party. I'm going to show them all that I stand with the party and what it means. Individuals must be controlled. We don't know any better. We've got to protect you. How dare you not wear your mask and protect your neighbor? Loss of liberty, my friends. Loss of liberty, one of the key pillars of the Communist Socialist Party. Believe it. And the Communist Socialist Party, as I say, it claims that it will eliminate human suffering, my friends, and build up human dignity. Oh, yeah, it's going to take care of all of the processes so that they can build up human dignity. They're going to take care of the immigration process. They're going to take care of the energy processes, the food process, the shipping and logistic processes, the foreign affairs processes, ladies and gentlemen, economic processes of all kinds, gas prices of all kinds. We're going to take care of it all. All of these processes, ladies and gentlemen, in the private sector will now be reined in and controlled by the Communist Socialist Party. And under the nightmare of Administrator Biden, we've got a front row seat to the chaos that their guidance and management of the processes has endeavored to produce. It's just a sample list, that list that I gave you. But look at every one of those items. The Communist Socialist Party has taken control of all of them. And as a result, today we have 9.1% inflation. For the first time in over 40 years, that's probably higher than that. And ironically, on one side, 9.1% is not only our inflation rate, so they say, it's probably also the real approval rating of the administrator Biden. The first time in history that inflation and the approval rating of a president are the same thing. 9.1. I wouldn't be surprised. I was predicting that we would have 10% inflation by summertime. I'm not sure that we don't already have 10% inflation. That's why I am so I insist that you go look at bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal, and look at gold and silver. A portion of your portfolio, my friends, should be sequestered away with gold and silver. Beverly Hills Precious Metal, bh-pm.com. Go over there, look them up. And when they ask you in their form, how did you hear about us? I want you to put in the right side with Doug Billings, because you'll get perks and advantages over there. bh-pm.com. But this is why you have to be alert and aware. Gold and silver, the biblical investment, the biblical standard for investment. And I believe it. Look, and by the way, before the cynicism creeps in, you don't have to have millions of dollars. You don't have to be a billionaire to go over there and do this. You can do it and protect your savings. I know that not everybody has a savings, and I'm sorry about that. Work towards getting one. It's never too late to start. We have got to begin to come out from underneath the grip of this, and I hope that this show provides you the mechanism, the inspiration, the motivation, the desire to do it. The drive of these inflation numbers, the chaos, again, is a result of them wanting to spiral us downward instead of having us look upward to the true answers. It's no accident. Chaos leads to a confused population, and this is exactly what the Communist Socialist Party wants. Confused people are more easily led. They're more easily controlled. Confused people are more easily apt to give up their liberty. And when we, conservatives, step in to offer solutions that will actually ease the suffering and build up the human dignity of people everywhere, we're denounced as haters. We have any number of given phobias they will accuse us of having, and our ideas and our opinions lead to depression and suicide. If I were to suggest that entitlements crush human dignity, and if I were talking to a liberal group, I would be labeled as a monster, mocked, humiliated, run out of the city square, run out of the room if liberals had their way. If I would dare to suggest that their entitlements, you know, their free stuff, actually built up human dignity, I'd be run out of town on rails. But it's true. Handouts and entitlements do not increase human dignity, my friends. In fact, they destroy it. It creates sloths. I understand that programs are necessary from time to time for people who have real disabilities. I have a 19-year-old son who's an incredible gift of God, who happens to have Down syndrome. I call it the divine chromosome, that extra chromosome they have, trisomy 21, the extra 21st chromosome. I think that God says to us with regards to these kinds of people, at least in particular, this is how you should all be. My son with Down syndrome and the many of millions of people like him who do deserve to live, and they deserve to pursue happiness and life and liberty. And they show us that they don't have any venom and prejudice and hatred. They take joy in the simple. They live life to the fullest. They're genuinely always happy. They may have a bad day here and there, like we all do, but in general, they're always happy. This is how we should all be, my friends, and there's a lesson to be learned there. But no, liberals, this segment of our population must be wiped out. Abortion, we've got to get rid of. Nobody wants to raise a child with Down syndrome. There's a waiting list of people who want to adopt babies and people with Down syndrome. Oh, but we've got to, especially in cases of rape. Wait a minute. I know a person who is the product of a rape, and although rape is a disgusting, horrific term and a concept, the life that it produces is not. And that's what we're called to do as conservatives, is to rise above the gruesomeness of a sin and look to the potential of the life that it might create in this particular sense, in case of rape, because people can change lives. And this particular person that I know has reached and touched untold thousands of lives in his role as a doctor. We are the party of life, and entitlements do not draw us any closer to success on an individual level or as a community. It weakens us to work for things, to put forth honest work and gain honest reward. That's the power and the mechanism of capitalism that God created when he inspired the foundation of this republic. We have a pack of blessings on our back, and it's time that we begin to look upward rather than downward. Don't be drawn into the downward spiral of the Communist Socialist Party and the hate that it tries to infuse within our society. As Ronald Reagan said, it's not so much that our liberal friends are ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so. And that leads us to the real attack on liberty by the Communist Socialists, the outright elimination of the judicial process. In many cases and in many areas, they just rip away the judicial process. Take January 6th, for example. The Communist Socialist government has taken perhaps its greatest stride towards total tyranny by refusing judicial processes to dozens of American citizens who have been held since January 6th of 2021. We have got to stand up in prayer and in determined patriotism at our local levels. It's the only way to take it back. We're not going to get this back overnight because we didn't get here overnight. I understand that when things like an American presidential election are stolen from us, we want it back as soon as possible. But we have to engage in the system. So therefore, I will say again, look up. Do not spiral downward out of control because of the negativity of the Communist Socialist Party's agenda. Your individuality is key and crucial to the foundational running, leading, and management of this republic. Liberals don't see our rights as coming from God. Liberals see rights as something to be dispensed by the government. And when things don't go their way, the new Communist Socialist Party of America, which is not a pro-America political party, they don't have the mental capacity to employ emotional intelligence or intellectual maturity. They can't, either because they willingly refuse to do it or because they simply don't have the aptitude to be able to do it because they've never been taught how to be able to deal with challenge, adversity, or tragedy in their lives. They act out in barbaric fashion, throwing stones, lighting fires, arson, treason, anarchy. That's how they react when things don't go their way. They don't know what we conservatives know, that within us and within every experience of adversity, especially what we're going through now in this republic, there are blessings waiting to be born. That's what the conservatives know is truth. And so we conservatives who are girded with a belief in God, knowing this republic is a precious, inspired gift from the same God, have to boldly proclaim to the public whenever we can, in whatever way we are comfortable with doing, that there is a limit to what we are going to endure and that the Communist Socialist Party's time is over. We won't allow you to cross the line into our lives any further. We will look up, and this requires that we engage in the duty of determined patriotism. It is our duty. We are called by God to engage in the rights that he gave us, not to abandon the rights that he gave us. For those of you who might be convinced by others not to vote in a fraudulent era, don't succumb to that deep state anti-America narrative. We never give up rights that come from God, ever. We persevere, we go forward, we march on. We can multitask, we'll vote, and we will work to fix the system that's broken. It is our sacred duty to engage in the rights that come from God, and to remember always that the military have gone to the battlefield to protect the rights that we have that come from God. And when we suggest to others that we should give up rights, the right to vote, for example, we not only dishonor God, we dishonor the military. We are preserving for our children and our grandchildren the last, the best, the only place of hope on earth, or else we're going to sentence them to take the first steps into 1,000 years of darkness. We won't let that happen. We have faith in this republic because we have faith in ourselves. We have faith in God. We have the faith, the dignity, the ability, and the right to make our own decisions and to determine our own destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this. I know you do also. Please go to dougbillings.us and click on the membership tab and become a member. I'll be right back with some very brief closing thoughts right after this. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. Are you tired of corporate America lording over you the jab or mask mandates or other man? Are you afraid that you might lose your job if you don't get jabbed or wear a mask? Look, I've had enough of corporate America. 2 years ago, I quit because I wanted to start this show. I spoke out against the tyranny. I was furloughed, so I started this show. Some of you don't have the ability to do your own show, but you have the ability to do other things. Tip Top Canine. TipTopCanine.com, ladies and gentlemen. You can do this if you're an animal lover, if you're a dog lover, dog training. And I'm telling you, people are making doctor money. They are making doctor money doing this kind of work. I'm not kidding. People are making upwards of $15,000 a month, free from corporate America, their own boss. Head over to TipTopCanine.com. And in the form, how did you hear about us? Please put The Right Side with Doug Billings and you'll get special perks and discounts. TipTopCanine.com, ladies and gentlemen, you are key to freedom from corporate America. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it for the republic. Cheers.
Many people know about our clinic, but most don't realize we help patients around the globe reach their health goals. Deep down, you know there's got to be a way to get there, but you don't know where to start. Our starter plan is the first step. You'll get everything you need to experience a health transformation in 120 days.
You'll start by resetting your health with a 2-week detox. Then you'll implement our proven anti-inflammatory food plan. On top of this, you'll get a 120-day supply of essential supplements, omega-3 and vitamin DK, as well as our homeopathic drops to accelerate your health goals.
Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer and save a total of $80.
This is your path to more energy and better health.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us. We are engaged in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the key to it. It means we get involved. It's determined. We have to be determined about it. It's not always easy. I know that not everybody after a long day of work dreams about going to a long school board meeting, but this is exactly how we're taking back the Republic. So many victories across this nation, my friends. Everywhere from the fruited plain between the two shining seashores, we have victories. We are winning. We're reclaiming our local levels of government, and we are waking up from the nightmare that has been thrust upon us by the Communist Socialist Party. This Communist Socialist movement in America is not a pro-America movement, and I know that you know it. The good news is we are waking up, and the divine providence of God is with us. Believe this. We have a pack of blessings on our back. Keep on working in determined patriotism at your local level. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of communist socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Holy Hydrogen, everybody. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas-infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers.
Hi, friends. Dr. Michelle Sherwood here.
I'm Dr. Mark Sherwood.
Many people know about our clinic, but we also have a desire to help people who can't personally visit us, but still want to take steps towards better health.
Our two-week health reset is a great first step and requires no video appointments or tests.
With our health reset, you will get 28 detox shakes to provide the ideal nutritional foundation, 28 supplement packs with key nutrients, and access to daily videos where we encourage you along the two-week process.
Our health reset plan is usually $180. Now, it's just $169 with your promo code. Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer.
Take a simple step and let us guide you on the road to feel better.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.